Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Ram's Helchas Malach and the Laws of Kings and Sefer Shaif in the Book of Judges, which we continue and conclude the discussion regarding the king per se, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the rights that the king has. As Ram begins Halacha off regarding the imposing of taxes. So Rishus Yesh LaMelech, the king has the rights, Likin Masal Am, to levy taxes on the people, L'tzracha, for his own needs, L'tzracha Mohammed, for the needs of the wars, V'kitzav Le'meches, he could set prices of taxes, and it's forbidden for a person to run away from going ahead and paying the taxes, where the king could decree, whoever avoids and steals the taxes, his money should be taken away, or he should be executed, like it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. You're going to be for him as servants. So the Pasuk is telling us the rights of the king is that people should be in servitude to him. Now, Lahal Noemer, later on, it says elsewhere in Devarim, Yu Lochal Lomas Vavaducha, they should be for you taxes and in servitude. So you see that part of the servitude is giving taxes. So you see that's within the rights, the purview of the king. Now, Mikan, from here we see Shernason Mas, that he could put taxes, which is a head tax, but Kaitse Meches, he could set taxes, meaning for, let's say, merchandise or whatever that he evaluates. Vedina Bechalel Advarim, Kaitzemem, and his laws and all these things, and similarly are din. That's the law. Whatever is said in the parashas of talking about the king in Shmuel Aleph and Perek Ches, which talks about what the justice of the king is, melech zechabai, a king, every king merits that. Halacha Beis, regarding governmental appointments. Now, the king could send out throughout the boundaries of the Jewish people, and he could take from the people, the mighty ones, and the people that have a lot of resources. He can make them as the resources, as the soldiers, as the mighty ones, for his chariot, and for his horsemen. He could point from them those who stand in front of him to protect him, to protect the honor of the king. And he could appoint men to run in front of him, like it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. But some that he could place for him for his chariot and for his horsemen. But and they run in front of his chariot. And he could take from the beautiful ones amongst the Jewish people to attend and to stand in front of him, like it says in the Pasuk over there. And that your good young ones he'll take and he'll do with them his work. Halacha Gimel. And he could take from any one of the craftsmen, whatever he needs. And they do for him his work. He gives them their wages. And he could take all animals, vavadim, and servants, vashvachas, and maidservants, for his work. But here also, he gives them their wages, or their value. Shlomik says in the Pasig, over there in Shmuel Aleph, Belachresh Charishoy to plow his plowing, Belikta Katsirin to harvest his harvesting, Belasikli Machamtoy Ukalirichbe Begoimer to make for him the utensils of his wars and of his chariots, etc. Vesavdechim and your servants, Veshavchasechim and their maidservants, Vesavchorechim Atevim and their good young ones, Veshamarechim and their donkeys, Yikach he will take Vasal Malachte and he'll do for his work. So that's within his rights. He could also take from amongst the boundaries of the Jewish people wives and pelegish. Now, what's the difference between these two? Noshim, wives, means b'ksuba kedushin, with b'ksuba, a dowry, and kedushin with a marital contract, and with that of kedushin, which is the halachic marriage. Pelegishim, but a pelegish, a concubine, is b'ksuba b'kedushin. There's no ksuba, there's no kedushin. It'll be yichud b'vat koinai, so he acquires her just by designating her to be this woman that's for him. U'mitechas layan, she permitted him. Aval ahedit asa b'pelegish, but a regular person is forbidden to have a pelegish. Ella, the only exception is Ba'amah Havriel Bovad, only a Jewish maidservant, a young girl that was sold as a slave, Achayut, after that the master does the biblical marriage of the maidservant, that's like we are not really doing Kedushin, because really the original contract of the slavery becomes the Kedushin money. That's the only way you would have somewhat of an element of Pilegish by a regular person. Now, the king has permission, lasis hapalakshim, to make out of these concubines, shalakeach lamoni, that he takes to his palace, he can make them into tabaches, into butchers, meaning to cooks, boifes, and bakers, barakoches, and making these aromatic spices that the women use. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, vespenesechem ikach, and that your daughters, the king will take, larakoches, for those who make the spices, l'tabaches, and for butchers, l'oifes, and for bakers. Halacha Hei continues regarding monetary rights that the king has. He could also force those that are fit to be ministers to be positions of leadership. Ubaman ha'isam, and he appoints them, Sadi alafim, this one as a minister over thousands, but Sadi chamishim, this one leaders over 50. Shlomik says in the pasuk, but they have a losam li Sadi alafim, Sadi chamishim, and that he's going to place for him leaders of thousands and leaders of 50. Halachabav, lekeach ha'sadis, he could also take the fields, vazesim, and the olive groves, akramim, and the vineyards, lavodav, for his slaves, kishielcho l'amachamo, when they go out to war, and they're going to be spread out in these places. If they don't know what to eat, these servants of the king, only from there, he could take them, but he gives them monetary value. Shnomach says over there, and your fields, and your vineyards, and your olive groves, that are the good ones, he's going to take, but not slav them, and he can give it to his servants. Moreover, the king gets a tithe, from the seeds, from the lanas, from the trees, from the behemoth, from the animals. Shalom, like it says over there in the pasuk, v'zadechem, and your seeds, v'karmechem, and your vineyards, yaser v'gaimer, there's going to be a tenth, etc., tzaymchem, of your flock, yaser, you're going to give a tenth to the king. Halachaches, ha-melech ha-mashiach, the anointed king, that is the Messiah, the Mashiach, noitel mekol ha-ratza shekayf shen Yisrael, he takes from all the lands that the Jewish people conquer, chelik echad meshleisha aser, a thirteenth portion, I mean, it's split amongst the 12 tribes. There's a 13th part that he takes, but that's a statute for him and his children forever, a special portion for the Melech HaMashiach. So that's special, that king, the Melech HaMashiach. Halacha Tes. Kalarugi HaMelech, all those who are executed by the king, which he has permissions to execute certain people, then their money goes to the king. V'chol HaMamlocha Shekoibish, and all the governments, all the kingdoms that he conquers, the treasuries of those kings go to the king. Now, all the other plunder that they plunder from that whole country, they plunder, but they put in front of the king. He takes his half first. And then the second half of the plunder, they divided all the soldiers together with the other people that are sitting there on the vessels in the camp to protect them. They divide equally. So you have people that are fighting out the war, and you have people that are keeping everything protected back at home. Shlomo Melech says over there in the pasuk, like the portion of that who goes down to fight in the war, and like the portion of those who are sitting here on the home base, they split it together. So that half is divided between them. Now the whole land that he conquers, it's his for the king. But the nation of Abad, he gives to his servants, Al-Anshe Muhammad, and to the people that fought the war, Kafi Mashiach, or whatever he wants to. Umanich Al-Atzma Kafi Mashiach, and leaves for himself what he wants to. Ubchalel Advarm, and again, regarding all these topics, Din Adin. His judgment is the judgment, and that's what the Allah is going to be. Now, the Rambam ends off regarding the vision of what the king is supposed to be and its intended purpose. Ubakol Yu Maisav L'Shem Shemaim. Now, regarding everything his action should be for the sake of heaven. And that his desire and his thought should all be lahorm dasa emes, to elevate the true law, the true religion, and to fill the world with justice, and to break the arm of the wicked, and to fight the war of Hashem. Because we don't appoint a king initially, mishpat, rather to make judgment and fight the holy war. Shem like says over there in the pasuk, ushvaton makin, and a king, he judge us. The Yotzlav and Inu go out in front of us, the Nilcham Esmal Chamesenu, and to fight our wars.